Kurt's coming in.
There we go. No gum. No gum on the podcast, okay? What's he doing? No video? There it is. He's not even wearing a hat. He's not even wearing a hat.
Are you guys wearing hats?
Yeah. You can't see us?
Is that a real hat? Or is that an AI hat?
This thing? This is a real hat.
Okay, yeah, I guess it is.
It does look fake as fuck.
Especially, well, the background kind of...
That's my assistant. Taken from Africa.
Well, Kurt, we had
the heart of America.
Daniel, should we give him the thing, the speech while we're waiting for Derek?
So, Kurt, we were hoping to, we're talking to two champions tonight, and we were hoping, I hate to put you on the spot, but if you could give us, 200 words, 30 seconds, could you give us a quick speech? Just give us a quick acceptance speech, because for the first time officially, you have been declared, crowned, and anointed as the Vampire League champion, and you are now officially in the two-time Vampire Club. Do you have an acceptance speech?
Are we recording? Is this
Oh, it? Yeah, we're live.
We're not waiting?
We're in it.
We're going to work this part in. Quinn's a surgeon. He'll chop it up however it fits in there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really prepare anything. I wasn't... Hold on, I'm looking.
We're putting you on the spot. I know. Quick filler... Just, quick filler in between. We'll give you a few seconds. Kurt, for the listeners at home, went 9-5 over the regular season. He finished second in the league after a tactful Johnny Bananas level play in week 14, which he tanked a game against Quinn, providing himself a more opportunistic matchup against a quarterbackless Zach Z-Hud while Quinn had to go head-to-head against childhood best friend Chase Vickery. So Kurt, gamey performance this season, got a lot of good performances at the right time, struck while the iron was hot. Now he finds himself going from Garlic Jackson to Garlic-hating Jackson. Kurt, the 2023 VJP champion.
First and foremost, all praise due to the highest, Jesse. All things are possible through Jesse McCain. He really was the all-star MVP of not just my team, but, the whole league, honestly. I think he was the wheels. He was the tracks, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'd like to thank Chase for not only kicking my ass regularly, but losing to me twice in the finals. So, if I'm going to beat Chase, I guess it's right time, right place. So shout out to Chase. He's still my... biggest nemesis by far, according to the data. So it's always nice to beat the data. I'd like to thank Garlic for doing its job and keeping the vampire off of me. I beat the vampire Daniel Yu twice this season. The first time I felt pretty confident going in. The second time, I the trade with Jesse. I told Jesse, hey, look, I've got Josh Allen on my team. That's Daniel's like tastiest morsel right now. If I lose to Daniel, he's taking Josh Allen 100%. And so I propose, like, Jesse, you want the best player in the league, Josh Allen. Here he is. Make me an offer. And he said, well, I got Dak Prescott, who was not on a heater at that point. He was doing pretty bad. And he blessed me with Amari Cooper. Again, wasn't doing great at that point in time, but like got way more, I think, out of the trade than I should have. And that seemed to be a turning point for both of those players also. Dak went on a heater after that and helped me beat the vampire miraculously. Amari did the same. And so shout out to Garlic for doing its job. I'd like to thank Justin Herbert for not playing at the end of the season. That helped me in round one. I'd like to thank Quinn for not benching everybody before me, letting me do it first so that I could lose that last game and Quinn could win it so that I could play Hud, Z-Hud, Zach. I always want to call him Hud.
Who knows? Who knows? We still don't know.
And yeah, I just want to thank everybody else in the league. I hope they had fun. A lot of banter this season. A lot of camaraderie. We've come a long way from season one. And I hope everybody comes back. And we have another miraculous season next year.
Outstanding. Great job, Kurt. We put you on the spot. You delivered. You did mention it. You didn't have anything prepared. Quinn and I, we were concerned you wouldn't have anything prepared.
Yep.
And so, Kurt, right now, I'm sending you, we wrote a backup speech in case you wouldn't be able to say anything. So I'm hoping you should be getting that right now. Whenever that text comes in, could you just do us a favor and read this backup speech we prepared for you?
You just sent me a picture of your dick.
Yep, sure did. Looks pretty good. Oh, that picture's not very good, though, is it?
Well, it's girthy. I mean, I can still see the whole thing.
Oh, when you don't click on the whole thing, when you look at it in the smaller screen.
Yeah, you should trim your pubes.
It'll look smaller in the smaller screen, yeah.
Well, I think if you trim your pubes, it'll look bigger.
Well, let me put a battery next to it for scale.
Banana, usually, but battery works. Let's see here. Put my reading glasses on. Jason and I had a long, drawn-out, hard-fought battle. It was tight for most of the battle, and then Chase found himself stuck in an awkward situation. But this wasn't the first time Chase and I had been in a predicament. One time, Chase and I were taking a road trip together from Fayetteville to Tyler, Texas, for a summer jamboree. 10 miles outside of McAlester, Oklahoma, our car breaks down, and we don't have any cell phone service. So me and Chase get out of the car, and we start walking. We had seen a gas station about 5 miles back behind us, so we start walking down the side of the highway, hugging this fence that separated the highway from the farm. After a few minutes, we were walking, and I see this sheep with its head stuck in a fence. It's struggling, and it's behind, and bleeding. And I'm like, Chase, check it out. I pointed, and Chase nods with a sly grin. So I undo my belt, take my pants off, and just start going to town fucking this sheep. Really giving it the business. After a few minutes, I can't hold it in any longer, and I just bust. I catch my breath, wipe my sweat out of my brow, and tell Chase, okay, man, it's your turn. And then Chase takes his pants off and gets down on the ground and sticks his head in the fence. The only difference in the past weekend, it was AJ Brown or Jahmyr Gibbs that fucked him, not me. That happened. That happened one time. Oklahoma. How many sheep are in Oklahoma?
Really good. I think, you know, both those speeches were equally good.
ESP and the Ocho. Always. 100.
And we're back.
So, yeah. Kurt, you're here on the pod. Former vampire, new vampire. Champion Derek Babb will be dropping in at some point. Gotta ask you right off the bat, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the Middle East. Israel, Gaza Strip, Palestine. So tell me, what's your opinion on Bijan Robinson as a fantasy running back?
What is bleeding? B-L-E-A-T-I-N-G.
Bleating.
Hey, I can turn the captions on. Let me turn the captions on.
What does that mean? Is that something a sheep does?
It's like a sound, right? It's a sound that it makes.
I think it's an animal noise.
Is that right, Tristan?
Yeah. Tristan Weaver, the winner of the Super League, the champion 2023 of the Fatal Four Way. Tristan, here.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Tristan, I'm doing a Cam Newton thing. What do you think?
It's Cam Newton or you're very early for St. Patrick's Day. I'm not exactly sure which one. Close. It looks good.
Speaking of not being sure which one, for several members of the Super League, they weren't sure which team to put forward, a Vampire League team, a Ray Lewis League team. For you, there was no decision-making about it. You had a team that underperformed throughout the season. Tell me what made you feel any differently about a team competing in imaginary playoffs when your team hadn't delivered in the regular season?
Well, you know, whenever you can't win the regular season championship that, you know, has historical value and you can go for an imaginary championship, that's what I'm for. That's what I want. So, you know, maybe next year that is the one that I want anyways. I don't even care about the real championship.
Nobody's gone back to back. Nobody's gone back to back in Super League history.
It's time. It's time for a change.
Now, speaking of time for a change, we're going to change up from this ad-lib and freestyle questioning to Quinn. Quinn, you're about to put Tristan through the ringer, right? You've got a lineup of questions tougher than any defense Devontae Adams or Justin Jefferson saw throughout the season, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I have some great ones. Tristan, if you could tell us, what was your favorite part of this season? You know, this year you finished last place. You came into the season 75-75 all time, 50% winning percentage, 2 championships, 5 times you finished in the top four. You had 6 playoff appearances in the Ray Lewis League.
Damn.
What was your favorite moment this year?
It was, and I think it was week two. It was the 200 and something point week. That was, you know, I think I lost the first game, came back, I think it was the second week, and just absolutely demolished everybody. And I thought, oh yeah, this is the turnaround. So, I mean, really, that being my only high point, I mean, there's very few favorite moments to pick from, but that's it. And you can fact check me on the week. I think it was week two.
Sure. We'll look that up. We'll cut that in. But yeah, so you've got a favorite moment. Certainly, that's like a gigantic score. One of the things that spelled out your Super League victory, I mean, you scored 178 points in the final Fatal 4-Way Championship, by far blowing everybody else out by 50 points, coefficient aside. So tell me, what did you learn this year? And if you could tell yourself one thing for next year, remind yourself right now of one thing for next year when you listen back to the pod, what is it?
You know, I think it's kind of one thing I've learned this year, and I've seen others go through it, where you get a rash of injuries for your high output players. And, you know, there's nothing you can do. And then the size of the Vampire League, or not the Vampire League, the Ray Lewis League that we have, I mean, you can go to the waiver wire all day long, but you're not picking up anything of, you know, that will give you any creditable points.
All dudes under 10 points.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing you can do at that point. So as soon as you start losing, you know, a top wide receiver, top running back, and then another wide receiver, I mean, you're just, I mean, if you go, and I don't even think, I may have gone to the waiver wire maybe 4 times this past season just because it was picked over. I mean, it was like a Target Starbucks Stanley Cup release. I mean, there was nothing. Bare shell.
Who would you say was consistently at the top, or, like, you know, always available at the waiver wire?
It seems like there was always not a Zach Moss, but there was a running back that people would pick up. They'd have him for a week, and then he would go straight back. So I think mainly it was running backs, a few running backs that were at the top.
And even your Gus Edwards the last couple of years, he's sort of on there for a while, and then he'll finally get taken for good, but people will pass him around a little bit at first.
Oh, yeah, which is kind of, I mean, it's always comical. There's always going to be that one where, you know, somebody picks him up, he has two crap weeks, then, you know, they release him, he has a really good week, and then, you know, the vultures are out, you know, picking up the carcasses.
So one more question about that then. So if you're talking about how the league is deep, you know, 12 guys in the league, mm-hmm. and, you know, the way the waiver wire is thin, you're not getting people that are scoring over 10 points. You know, we're also a half PPR league. Would you change anything about the Ray Lewis League? Or you personally maybe think, what if it was PPR, would it make it more accessible?
No, I'm fine. I'm good with it. It's one of those things that I've seen others go through it, that if you get hit with the injury bug, I mean, you know, depending on how big that is, I mean, you can either ride it out and maybe, you know, drop 2 or 3 games, 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe even get lucky every once in a while, but I wouldn't change anything. You know, I like the keeper. I think the keepers are a huge, huge part of it, and kind of, you know, at least give you a platform of, you know, this is what I'm building off of, or at least you expect these are the points. I know I'm going to get points from these two people, these right. two guys.
Well, Daniel, there's only one more question we got for him. And that's, Tristan, in a perfect world, would you bang a female clone of yourself?
I mean, if it's a female clone of myself, I feel like our taste would be too similar. That would just be strange. That I would just dislike the person overall. But sure, I would, absolutely.
So, all right, Tristan, all right. Officially, we are now coronating you. You're being sworn in as the Super League champion for 2023.
Correct.
And I'm just curious if we're presenting this prestigious award upon you, I wonder if you have any words of an acceptance speech or anything like that that you would like to share with the podcast.
Yeah, Dan, this is something that has really, really, you know, I've been kind of thinking it over, and yeah, there is something. So Chase, Derek, Scott, and I had a long drawn out, hard fought battle. It was a tight for most of the battle, and then they found themselves stuck in an awkward situation. But this wasn't the first time we had been in a predicament. One time we were taking a road trip together from Fayetteville to Springfield, Missouri for a spring jamboree. 10 miles outside of Joplin, our car breaks down and we don't have any cell service. So all four of us get out of the car and we start walking. We had seen a gas station about 5 minutes back behind us. So we start walking down the side of the highway, hugging this fence that separated the highway from a farm. After a few minutes, we're walking and I see this sheep with its head stuck in the fence. It's struggling and it's bawing and it's bleeding. And I'm like, Chase, check it out. I point to the situation and Chase nods with a shy grin. So I undo my belt, take my pants off, and I just start going to town on this sheep, really giving it the business. After a few minutes, I can't hold it any longer and I just bust. I catch my breath, wipe the sweat off my brow, and tell Chase, okay, man, it's your turn. And so Chase takes his pants off, gets down on the ground, and sticks his head in the fence. The only difference in this past weekend, it was the NFL that fucked them and not me. That's it.
To that, I say cheers to the 2023 Super League champion, Tristan Weaver. Tristan,
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for your time.
I love it.
Absolutely.
So, Tristan, were you keeping up at all with the Super League developments on the podcast?
Yeah, here and there. I try to catch at least every other week podcast wise to kind of fill in on it. And then whenever you sent the text message, I was like, oh crap, like, man, this, you know, this could really just be a life changing moment for me, you know?
Right. Well, let's take a quick look, you know, while we have you here. We've got the bracket right here for you to take a look at. So, you know, you start here in the 12 seed, defeating Steven Smokin' Jay Cutler, and put up 114 points, one of the winning scores of the week, and then took out El Trooper Cooper. You know, Daniel pointed out both Vampire League participants, and snuck away with a 1 point victory over El Trooper Cooper.
1.05.
You had 106.02 points, and the coefficient allowed you to become 112 to his 111 and change. And so you sneak away and get into the finals. Now, then it was a huge, you know, 171 to, you see the other scores.
Yep. Yeah.
Mr. Solo Dolo, the Anal Fisters, too naughty ball, and they just couldn't keep up with you. And so you finish as the Super League champion. So the Cinderella Darling, how do you feel? Have you ever been a part of a Cinderella story before?
I believe my first championship and then the one right after that in the Ray Lewis League, I believe those were both similar Cinderella stories. Maybe not as, you know, kind of put out the pasture to die Cinderella story, but, you know, I believe it was something kind of unexpected.
Man, it's great. I mean, we're happy to have you, Super League champion.
Kurt, I'm going to jump in here real quick. Kurt, you guys share a link here, an Eskimo twin. You guys both had Justin Jefferson this season. So tell me quickly your perspective on what it was like to have to grind through all those weeks Jefferson missed, then the weeks without Kirk Cousins, and what it was like to see Jefferson really deliver when it mattered the last few weeks of the season.
Luckily in the Vampire League, at least I was able to stash a couple of wide receivers that helped get me through there. The fact that we only had like one flex spot also kind of helped, I think. So I was like, I played a lot of two tight end formations this season, but Michael Pittman Jr. Kind of helped fill that gap for me, when Justin was gone. And then when Justin came back, there was only like maybe 2 weeks where he sucked. And those were kind of like nervous weeks, but then he'd turn around and, you know, put up relatively close to Justin Jefferson numbers like the very next week. So
And Tristan, for you, you talked about really buying into the keeper setup of this league. Is Justin Jefferson still a 100% locked in keeper with quarterback uncertainty heading into next season in Minnesota?
Absolutely. Generational talent.
All right. I was going to say I'll trade you Tony Pollard.
What do you got?
Tony Pollard for Justin Jefferson, straight up.
Yeah.
The offer expires.
I'll even throw in a fourth round pick. How about that?
Tristan, I tell you this. You walk away from this Zoom meeting, you walk away from this trade. Okay?
Yeah.
You got that?
This is one of those situations that I won't be walking away from this Zoom meeting. I'll be running, Dan.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of space between me and that trade offer.
I'll throw in the fourth round pick. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, give me two eighths. Give me an eighth and a ninth. We'll go.
Well, Dan, I've never seen weed sold in ninths before.
Yeah, it's British.
Metric. Yeah, it's metric. Yeah.
Well, Daniel, I'm sitting here. I'm looking at a Super League champion. I'm looking at next year's vampire, the champion of 2023.
How could we get any more champions?
I'm looking at the dynasty champion over here to my left.
Four-team dynasty league, two-time champion, baby.
And there's one guy looking over your shoulder who wants in. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be...
You got him on the phone?
The 2023 champion. That's the anal fister himself, Derek Babb.
This guy. Look at him.
Hey, look at that. Hey,
there's two of you.
What's up, guys?
Derek, welcome to the Hall of Champions. We have Tristan Weaver, the Fatal 4-Way Super League champion. We have Curtis Jackson, the Vampire League champion. And now we're joined by you, the Ray Lewis League champion.
The league that matters champion.
The oldest league, I'll give you that. The biggest league, 12 teams. Tell us, what was it like to run in the pole position from start to finish and dominate in a league full of shit talkers and to really ascend back to the top of the mountaintop in that regard?
Felt good, man. It's been a while. I feel like I've gotten close or had like teasing seasons here and there. Everybody's staying healthy and seeing it come through until the end and being able to fucking, smush Scott in the final round. That was nice. That was just a little icing on the cake. Felt really good.
So Derek, this is the first time, you're not a huge fan of the Sleeper app. Obviously there's a chat app feature in there. But this is realistically, to get the word out to the people, this is your coronation. This is your swearing in as a league title holder for this year. Do you have anybody you'd like to thank or anything in that regard? Any kind of an acceptance speech for the league?
I mean, mostly Christian McCaffrey, I guess. I'd like to thank the rest of the league for just being absolute dog shit and letting me step all over them. For the majority of this year, and I don't know. I think that's it. Just Christian McCaffrey and you guys for sucking balls.
Derek, I know I did kind of put you on the spot. I feel like that speech was pretty good, but I was nervous that you wouldn't have anything prepared, so I did prepare a backup speech for you.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
I've just texted that to you. I just hope that you could give that a dry run.
Yeah, give it a dry read.
Let's see.
Run right.
Well, not super. You're an actor, so take it wherever you want.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that intro D week. Scott and I mean, we had a long, drawn out, really hard fought battle. It was tight pretty much the entire matchup, and then Scotty found himself in a sticky situation. This wasn't the first time Scott and I had been in a predicament. At Steven's wedding in California, me and Scott were, I guess you could say, thick as thieves. He was my rotten soldier, my sweet cheese, my good time boy. So we were walking back to the cabin to do some shots, following the fence line down the hill. It was a trail of breadcrumbs, so to speak. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Freudian slip, it happens.
Yep, Freudian slip indeed. And, about halfway down the hill, we're walking, and I see the sheep with its head stuck in the fence, and it's struggling. It's bang, and it's bleeding, and I'm like, Scott, check it out. And I point at the situation, and he kind of nods, he's like with a sly grin. So obviously I undo my belt, take my pants off, and I just start going to town fucking the sheep. I'm really like giving it the business. After a few minutes, I can't hold it any longer, and I just, you know, I bust. So I catch my breath, I wipe the sweat off my brow, and I tell Scott, "Okay, man, it's your turn." So Scotty takes his pants off, obviously. He gets down on the ground, and he sticks his head into the fence. The only difference is during the championship, it was Derrick Henry and the Seahawks defense that fucked him, not me.
2023 Ray Lewis League champion, team anal fisters, Derek Babb.
And that was totally written by myself. Real events.
Never before heard here on the podcast. We're all hearing something like that for the very first time.
Yeah.
Derek, I've got a couple questions for you. Would you change anything about the Ray Lewis League? Since you're the champion, you sit at the top. Do you see any rule changes, anything that should happen?
Yeah. So here's what I would say. I think that we need some level of hazing or punishment for whoever gets last place.
I see. So you want to introduce...
Well, you know about the 24-hour rule. Staying at a restaurant for 24 hours. You heard of IHop. That one?
IHop.
I've heard IHOP and Waffle House. You have to stay there for 24 hours.
That sounds fucking awful.
And then... How do you reduce the time?
Reduce it by like eating a waffle or like a pancake or
okay,
something.
So the more you eat the
your hours.
Best time. So you eat a dozen pancakes, then you knock 12 hours off.
12 hours.
I feel like after 3 pancakes.
Yeah. I think something like that, just because well, for one thing, it would encourage people to play through the season, you know, like not phone it in at times.
Not Sam out.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna say any names.
This is all off the record.
But oh, yeah, by the way, this isn't going on a podcast.
This is all off the record
thing. But no, that's what I would say, honestly. Good old fashioned shaming. And I mean, there are times that I think doing waiver order differently would be good, especially if I'm like winning consistently and I just can never get anybody off the waivers because it always goes to whoever's in last.
Maybe like a free agent budget. Yeah. An
auction, yeah.
A little budget. Yeah,
maybe an auction, but it, like, more than that, it just ends up, like, say you're in first place and it's week 8 and then you have someone go down, you're kind of fucked because everyone else is going to be getting the waivers. And
especially because you probably still won that matchup because you're in first.
Right, but yeah, and then you start fucking losing because...
I mean, I'd say the problem is, you know, nobody feels sorry for you when you're in first place.
Yeah, you know what? And that's what hurts the most is, like, people not empathizing with that. But I do go back and forth on that because, yeah, you know, it's like you got to give people in last place a chance, I guess. But it's not okay. I don't know. Has Sam ever picked up anybody from the waiver?
Well, speaking of picking up, my assistant here... My assistant Derek is picking up a call from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this question is from a caller. It's for Kurt and Derek. It's you guys have one commissioner here in the building. You guys are 2 league champions. You're not in the other league. If you guys had the option, would you guys agree mutually to switch leagues for 1 year as opposed to defending your championship in that same league? That's something you guys would be interested in?
I mean, I'll answer first. Fuck no, I'm never leaving the Ray Lewis League. It's too much to it. And I have a... when is this releasing?
Yeah, we're out. You know, it's live.
You know, tonight, Sunday, January 13th, it's releasing.
Wait, okay. No, I just have something in mind as a surprise that I maybe would share with you guys. But... I want it to be a surprise to the rest of the league, so maybe I don't say it.
Uh-oh.
You having another baby?
No, fuck no.
Dude. Don't guess it.
Ever again.
But if it's...
I love that kid, but I could not.
If it's colorectal cancer, don't do that, because Zach did it first.
Yeah, I know.
You don't want to be like,
I'm a Chargers fan, and also this. Yeah. No, I don't want to do anything.
Kurt, I'm going to talk over Derek until he shuts up. What's your interest level in transitioning to the Ray Lewis League?
I have no interest in leaving the Vampire League.
We're not trying to get rid of you.
Nice. If you guys want me to be Sam's like ghostwriter, I can.
Speaking of ghostwriter, Derek, something you and Nick Cage have in common is that you both acted before.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell me, who is the biggest actor out there in the 2023 fantasy season? In other terms, who is somebody who's a big name and tried to put on a big show but wasn't there, you know, on release, on big release night? You know, they're putting on a show, but they weren't about the dough.
So someone who was like a bust?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like Nick Cage's 2004 action flick, Bangkok Dangerous.
Oh, man.
See that one?
No, I just sounds like a winner, though. I don't know if I would call that a bust. That sounds like a fucking instant classic. Anything he touches turns to gold.
It's actually 2008. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, get your facts straight. Show some respect. Put some respect on Nick Cage's name.
All right, too long. Tristan, we're moving on to you. Tristan, give me your top three Nick Cage movies in any particular order.
Con Air, Family Man, and let's go with...
Family Man was good, but that was sad.
No, yeah. I mean, come on. You gotta have some of that in there. And then The Rock.
The Rock. I was going to say, if you don't say The Rock, then something's wrong.
Yeah, those three.
Was his vampire movie good?
Oh,
I didn't see it, actually.
No.
Where he's...
Like one of his newer ones, I think.
Yeah. I saw like half of it on a plane. It was okay.
Quinn, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend that you're in a dystopic future and there have been female clones made of Kurt, Tristan, and Derek. Fuck, marry, kill the female clones of Kurt, Tristan, and Derek.
Well, I'm going to marry Tristan's clone.
Thanks.
Probably going to kill... I would kill Derek.
Such a liar. He's like, I don't want to say that I fuck him because, like,
that I'd fuck her.
I really would.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I totally thought he was going to kill me.
All right, Quinn, you got any organized questions?
Yeah, Derek, if you could remind yourself of one thing for next year, going into next year, what would it be?
Like, remind myself strategy wise?
Yeah. Like, when you listen back to this next year to review, what are you reminding yourself to do?
Wear this outfit when we draft because it turned out to be good luck, and always play Christian McCaffrey. And I don't know, stick with, don't overthink it, because I feel like there are times when I'll get in and like dig into defenses too much and consider that too much, and then have people on my bench because I'm like, well, this fucking defense is going to be too, you know, and then they blow up. So maybe those two things. Don't overthink it. Fucking wear this during draft time.
Derek, quick follow-up question. Serial rapist Pete Dupree out of Dearborn, Michigan, took advantage of over 34 children in a 23-year span from 1985 to 2007. Although he is incarcerated for life, he still haunts the greater Dearborn region to this day. Tell me, who's a fantasy player who's going to haunt you moving forward into next season? Who's on the do not touch list for Derek heading into next year?
Up until recently, it would have been Jonathan Taylor because he fucked me in another league. but, I mean, he's kind of... Maybe he's getting his shit together and, you know, he'll be able to bring it. But that's what I would say up until, like, the most recent week. So I'm just going to stick with it. Of someone that, you know, you would expect to bring the heat and then fucking kind of didn't. So.
And what do you say to the supporters of Dupree who say he did not receive due process from the state of Michigan?
I have no idea if any of that's real, but... He's a serial
rapist. So you don't disagree with his supporters?
If he's a serial rapist, then he can get fucked in prison. That's what I'll say. I'll go fist him.
Quinn, back to you.
I mean, I guess my last question would be, what was your favorite moment from the fantasy league? That's my final question tonight.
For me, it was thinking that I was going to fucking lose to Scott because Lamar Jackson put up like almost 50 fucking points and... thinking that my season was over at the very end, which is happened too many times in this league. My team just shits the bed in the playoffs, and then having it turn around, and also Christian McCaffrey kind of going out in the game, I was like, this is it. It's over. And then Scott's defense fucking him hard and getting that final W.
Kurt, tell us, you experienced a two-week final in the Vampire League. It was separated by only 2 points after the first week of the final. What was it like having basically a second week starting at nil, and how did that enhance the victory in week two of the two-week finale?
It enhanced it by prolonging the excitement and the overall joy of winning, because I couldn't do that after the first week. I had to wait until the second week, where I utterly like dismantled both people that I faced in the playoffs.
So it was like fantasy football edging.
Kind of.
I like it. Well, I mean, what's it feel like being a champion? I haven't seen.
Oh man, it's great, dude.
Yeah, nothing better than that, man. Really, nothing better than that. Quinn, have you never won?
No, I've won.
Okay, I was like, I thought you had.
Basketball.
He's like, I've won.
I won.
No, I did. It was with this out of town league. You guys,
no, I've won league.
You guys don't know anybody in that league. I've won. From my out of town
playoffs.
Have you won the Ray Lewis League?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I thought you had
won it before.
Have you guys ever made money on fantasy football? Like, ever won a money league?
Yes, not a lot, but like a few hundred bucks.
I've lost money leagues.
That's other thing that I think we could maybe add is like you know, a little pot.
Yeah. So if you listen to the last podcast,
I totally did.
Oh, I feel like Steven had like a bent perspective on that.
Steven said that 2 years ago when he started paying out for like high score of the week. I didn't remember that we were paying into it. But
I didn't either.
What would you pay? Would you pay $20?
For sure.
$25? $5 to get a podcast?
You guys don't have $20?
No, that's what I'm saying. I was like, we're not in our mid-20s anymore with this.
Yeah,
start.
We are adults now. We can have $20.
Yeah. I mean, I would go up from there, too. But I don't know that it needs to be, like, high score. But I think doing some type of pool where, at the end, you know, there's money involved. And then also shame for the fucking last place. That I feel like that just needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were to...
But were you last place this year?
No, that was Tristan. That was
negative. Okay. You're like,
what if we did low score of the week puts $5 into the pot?
Low score of the week puts $5 in, and so yeah. Each week it adds. I'd like that. That'd be cool.
Okay, you're never gonna get money from Sam.
That's true. I mean, but the thing, I don't know. I feel bad being like, if someone's not paying, then they like get kicked out, because I don't want that to happen to Sam. But I do feel like Sam doesn't. He'd just be like, nah, I'm good.
Here's a question, Derek. Is Sam in the league?
Like 70% of the time. That might be being generous. I don't know. 70. We'll say 70%.
It's usually front-loaded, though.
Yeah. Like, usually the first few weeks, and then he forgets or he deletes the app, and then he just doesn't fucking ever re-download it. And that's it. But if he had to, like, you know, eat shit at the end if he was last place, then I think maybe that wouldn't happen again.
But it's like, funny because it's like he wasn't. I don't know what he's talking about. Sam, like, he's the last place player. It's like
I know he's not. Like, I know he's not. But
it was actually, yeah, it was Steven for a while. Steven's like, no, we're not doing any of this stuff.
Yeah, he's like, no, we shouldn't implement that this year. So wait, what is Steven's take on the on doing some type of bot?
Good question. Counter question, Derek. How many pancakes do you think you could eat in 10 minutes?
Counter question.
In 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
How hungry am I?
As hungry as you want to be.
This hungry.
Fucking this much hungry.
You can prime it up. However, whatever you think the ideal conditions are for you.
How big are the pancakes?
Pancake size.
I mean, that's fucking, that varies. You go to some places and you're looking at like a giant fucking thing. All right,
so what if I said waffles? Does that help?
I mean, say how big are the waffles?
Well, waffles usually don't have
waffle iron size.
Okay, waffle iron size.
Waffle House. Waffle House waffles. Waffle House waffles.
That's a big waffle.
It is a big waffle.
That's very thin.
10 minutes is a big amount of minutes, though.
10 minutes.
And Zach's right next to you saying he can eat one more than you.
Oh, fuck that. 10, 20.
There we go. Oh, no, that's, I need a firm one. You said those are two different numbers.
20 waffles.
There's no fucking way. Fuck. There's no if fucking way.
Right there
is zero. Less than zero. Zero chance. You're eating 20 waffles.
Those waffles.
No.
That's these competitions up and you overbet.
And it's just,
yeah, Zach's just going to. Yeah.
That's Anissa trying to lift fucking 200 watermelons.
No, I was going to say like probably five or something like that. But it would,
you want to say five or something like that? Or you want to say a number?
Five.
Okay, so you're eating five. You're eating
five waffles, 10 minutes.
You're eating a waffle.
Every 2 minutes.
Yeah, two yep. every
Daniel, how many five. Chipotle burritos?
Five. 10 minutes, one every 2 minutes.
I can eat 2.5. Chipotle burritos in 5 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would put the number at like
it was good enough for third in Fayetteville at the time.
It was miraculous.
Is that for real? That's a real statistic.
And I could have if I had started drinking more water sooner, I could have won at least.
I witnessed it.
The winner barely got to three. So I was like a half Rito behind.
Did you like vomit and shit at the same time after? Or
no, I was like catatonic. Fucking
we went out.
Did you have to pay for the entry?
We went out to the bars and we saw the winner later. And he was like, yeah, man, when I threw up, I felt so much better. And I was like, I haven't. He was like, you didn't throw up? Like, he was like surprised that I didn't throw up. And I was like,
you should be disqualified for throwing up.
Yeah, I'm going to report you.
Yeah, yeah, to the board.
Goes back up to the, yeah. Well, that feels like an ending. Daniel, last words to your champions next year. Hey, Derek, how you feel? Kurt's the vampire, you know, little respect on his name. If you were in the Vampire League, would you be excited to take him out next year? Go up against him, risk a player against a player like Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I could give two shits about the Vampire League, so
you're a bitch.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm a neutral party, but you a bitch.
Always gonna be my response. No disrespect, Kurt, but you know.
So you're just not interested in the what about gambling? So you and also, you know, you didn't.
I want to reiterate, this is the Vampire Journals podcast, not the Ray Lewis Journals podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys got shoehorned. You guys got fucking catty cornered. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Quim?
You didn't go kicker on kicker at Fox Fest. That's been the whole talk of these last couple podcasts, if you'd listened. And
everybody's talking about it. Oh, shit. I have something else to ask, Derek. Sorry, but keep going.
So
it just reminded me.
We've got a fiasco here. We tried to set up a kicker on kicker Ray Lewis competition. You didn't want to do it due to the points. Ultimately, the points didn't matter. You finished in first place with the best record in the league. You were on the way at the time to doing that. So riddle me this. Where are you at with, you know, why'd you not do it?
I didn't want to do kicker on kicker because his kicker was Justin Tucker.
Okay.
That's fucking, I mean, that's like nine times out of 10, you don't walk away with a win on that. I did say that we could do something else. We could do like, you know,
what else you offer him?
Max or something, but
rub his back.
Little tit for tat.
Yeah, but not kicker on kicker when it's, you know, Tucker.
Can we talk about like maybe you and Zach do a running back on running back or something next year? You want to pencil that in?
Yeah, I mean, so that was me and Scott, but if you want me and Zach to, if Zach,
oh yeah, sorry, I did misspeak. I said Zach.
Let's go one running back versus one running back.
Yeah, or maybe as the champion, you just offer that up to any takers who you
anybody
want
that wants it.
Yeah, you'll see
don't
me.
You have Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I do. I know that's why I'm like sure as long as he's not injured, I'm fucking way down for that.
Well, what about before the season? If you took on that matchup and you're like, I'll do it week 9 when I play this person, we'll do running back like hell or high water.
Tight end on tight end.
Fuck.
And then it's like a fight.
I'm always like, my tight ends are always dog shit.
Yeah, so. It's a fight at 4 p.m. after school, and it's like now everybody knows there's a fight coming, and you just
Oh, damn, that's spicy. I
flagpole.
I might be down with that. Ask me in the draft.
In the draft room.
Yep, and okay. I'll tell you my decision.
We'll see if any dogs bark at you then.
Yeah, I think that'll be good because then you can actually like put it together and fucking make it happen for real. We got to get Scott on that shit because I feel like he's never on there, right?
Right. How about you, Daniel? You got a question?
Yeah. So you talked about the listener feedback, what the listeners are dying to know. Derek, a big rumor mill talking point of the last few episodes has been this. Frankly, to Quinn and I, it's been troubling. We're trying to source it up and suss it out and decipher if it's true or not. But there's been a lot of chatter on the podcast, if I'm being frank, that coming out of Fox Fest, you had a huge crush on Zach's wife, Sean. And it's been unnamed sources, but it's been fettered throughout the podcast sphere that's something that's official. And we're trying to get to the bottom of it, you know?
Yeah, are you trying to go kick
towards these unnamed sources? You and Quinn, I'm guessing.
We're the people that reported on this.
Oh, right.
All of this is off the record. Okay.
Okay, for sure.
Allegedly.
No, I think ultimately my goal is to just like outright shame every one of you in the league, and if that means like, you know, flirting with your wives or punishing you on the fantasy football field or whatever I can do, or fucking a sheep in front of you and then fucking you, obviously. Yeah, it's wherever I can find my way in to get into your head, that's what I'm gonna do.
Well, Daniel, I feel like that's about it. Rock over to Kurt, last words.
Yeah, dude, no, everything he said, that's mine words too.
How's the vampire look for next year? You ready to rule with an iron fist? You gonna be nice? What's your plan if you win a game?
Well, it all kind of is up to you guys. If you guys can do your job in the draft room, then it's gonna be a tough season again for me. But you guys suck it up again, then I'll be able to be the first three-peat.
Yeah, what was your strategy in the draft to get a winning roster there with the auction?
I'd love to tell you, but I'm not going to give you the formula. Nice try.
What was your formula there, Derek, this year trying to get there?
For in the draft room?
Yeah.
Honestly, initially, I was going for Bijan, and so I dropped my second keeper. But that, you know, didn't happen, and I'm pretty thankful that didn't happen. But I was able to get a good...
Now, Derek, that sounds like bullshit. Running back. That sounds like that's taking the coward's way out. Okay.
Combo.
I've sat by all night while you gave cliche and answers. And I'm asking you to be honest with us for one time on this podcast.
Real here. Get
my second keeper back, the person I would have kept. So it worked out really nicely because I basically had my two keepers plus Amon-Ra. So yeah, fucking just set me up nicely. That was my plan. What were you saying, D-Week? Did you have something you wanted to say?
So, Derek, we tried to link up with you last week, but unfortunately, you were unavailable. You were with a lady friend out in Colorado. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I was reminded about that. I was reading a news story about in Tanzania, a hippo swallowed a human being.
Yep. Read about that. Is that it?
Yeah, he's calling your date a hippo.
But she swallowed you.
That's
do 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 do.
Oh, you guys are great.
Oh yeah.
You want to leave this now, do you? You like being on the air.
What's that?
Yeah, you like.
Beep, 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 beep.
I love being on here.
Beep, 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 beep.
I listen. Beep, 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 beep. I'm a long time listener.
Yeah, listen.
Sometimes.
fourth time caller. Something like that.
No, I love just shooting the shit with you guys. So, you know, I'm down fucking whatever.
So, okay. We're still rolling. Kurt, okay. You're a Cowboys fan.
No.
Derek,
allegedly.
You're a Chargers fan.
Yeah.
Two tortured fan bases. Shared suffering? Or do you guys have no sorrow for each other because the respective team you root for has enough pain to go around? You have empathy for your fellow
losers.
Heller.
Yeah. Chargers aren't even a real football team. Let's be
dude,
honest.
Fuck off. I had a little bit of empathy for you and it's gone. I hope fucking...
You're not an expansion team or something?
Hey, actually, in that, the commercial behind you, D-Week, you know, that was Wick with
Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott. Yeah.
And so I remember have you know, that gave me a new appreciation for the Cowboys.
Tostitos?
Yep, and Tostitos.
Yeah.
So I want to see him do well. But now just because of Kurt's hurtful words, I hope they all die.
Oh.
Yeah. Chemical explosion, huh? Is that what you're rooting for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Dallas. Anything could happen.
So which one of you guys wants Bill Belichick to coach for your team more?
I want Jim Harbaugh. I mean, that's like being floated around. That's the thing. That's what I want.
I don't think people would like up arrows next to their name go to coach of the Chargers.
The coaches
see it happening.
Cowboys.
Dude, fucking Marty Schottenheimer had an up arrow and he like turned that team around, and then Dean Spanos is a piece of shit. So, you know, he got rid of him. But
speaking of pieces of shit, Nick Saban resigned as Alabama head football coach today and is officially retired.
Well, I think Daniel's it.
Why do you ruin it at the end every time?
It's just, you know,
hard cutting questions. Why are you like this?
Little bit of Chow Bello, not enough Chow Bocce. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Vampire Journals podcast proudly is brought to you the 2023 Champions of the World. That's the badass Curtis Jackson, the road dog Derek Babb, and together with Tristan, they are the three league champions. And if you ain't down with that, Daniel and I got two words for you. Ciao bello.
Ciao
bocce.
Ciao bocce.
Are you guys playing Baldur's Gate?
Never heard of it.
Never played Blunder's Gate.
You guys playing Blunder's Gate?
No. But that was great. We're so happy that we got to have you guys on to celebrate your victory. It's almost like a little parade.
I feel it.
I hope you feel it.
And we're back. We haven't covered anything. Quinn forgot to press record. We're doing it all again.
Run it back.
Big cameo.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. D-Week, you know.
Yeah.
We're not going to say it. We're not going to say it.
Kurt got one last year for ours.
Nick Saban resigned as Alabama head football coach today and is officially retired. If he's only now officially retired, does that mean he was actively coaching when he performed ritualistic sacrifices at Jeffrey Epstein's estate at Little James Island?
Good.
Pete Carroll stepped down today as Seattle Seahawks head coach, but will stay with the organization as an advisor. He is 72. Pete Carroll is so old that upon arriving at Epstein's Island for the first time, even the overage sex workers looked very young to him.
CNN reports that a woman survived four nights in California in the California mountains after her car fell into a canyon. Police records quote the woman as saying the worst part wasn't the lack of food or feeling of helplessness, but that her husband had just started.
Yeah.
CNN reports that a woman survived four nights in California.
God damn. That's so hard.
CNN reports that a woman survived four nights in the California mountains after her car fell into a canyon. Police records quote the woman as saying the worst part wasn't the lack of food or feeling of hopelessness, but that her husband had just started a Blander's Gate 3 quest. Doing a multi-class build, really hasn't done it. Did I say it wrong again?
Yeah.
Blander's Gate.
Blander's Gate. But
Baldur's.
Baldur's. Yeah, there you
Baldur's?
Go.
Baldur's.
Baldur's.
Pick it up from the top.
Let me try this again.
Nick Saban resigned as Alabama.
CNN reports that a woman survived four nights in the California mountains after her car fell into a canyon. police records quote the woman as saying the worst part wasn't the lack of food or feeling of helplessness, but that her husband had just started a Baldur's Gate 3 quest with the boys doing a multi-class build and surely hasn't done any of the cleaning around their mid-century ranch-style abode.
A former British Marine's car was broken into at a local hotel in Chiswick, West London, England, where his two prosthetic legs were stolen amongst other valuables. He was heard saying after the robbery that despite the inconvenience, his time in the military taught him to be quick on his feet.